Aloha and good evening, everyone. Welcome to TCC Online Worldwide Conference. My name is Jonathan Wong. I'm a graduate teaching assistant with the Department of Education and Technology at the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and I'll be your moderator this evening. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Julie Umetsu and Renee Adams, two of our ETEC master's students at the University of Hawaii, who will be presenting their learning object presentation on building collaborative learning spaces with VoiceThread. This is a student presentation done as part of class requirements for ETEC 649 under the direction of Dr. Curtis Hull. The presentation will go for about 20 minutes, after which there will be a five-minute question and answer period. Please hold all of your questions until the Q&A session so that we can get through the presentation in a timely fashion. With all of that said, I'd like to turn over the microphone to Julie and Renee for their presentation. Mahalo.
Welcome, worldwide learners. If you can take just a moment to give me a smiley face so I know you can hear me loud and clear. Wonderful. Well, we are privileged to have the opportunity to speak with you today from beautiful upcountry Maui. Both Renee and I are currently enrolled in the Online Master's in Educational Technology program at the University of Hawaii, Manoa. Our anticipated graduation is a year from now in May 2011. I'd like to take just a moment to introduce my partner, Renee Adams. Renee is from Manoa, Oahu, and has lived on Maui for almost 30 years. She is an educator at Kalama Intermediate, where she teaches 7th grade social studies. Renee, she actually really loves working with this age group and still laughs every day. She's always amazed at how there is always so much more to learn.
Mahalo, Julie. Can you guys give me a smiley face if you can hear me? Great, thank you. Though we've lived on the same island in pretty close proximity for many years, we had not crossed paths before joining the OTEC cohort of 2008. Julie has lived on Maui for 25 years. She is a food and beverage professional, working in the industry for 15 years. Julie recently went back to school to get her degree in secondary education with the goal of sharing her skills as an educator. She currently teaches at Maui Culinary Academy at the University of Hawaii, Maui College.
Now that we've shared just a bit about us, we'd like to learn a bit more about you. We have a quick survey to present. So, Renee, if you can put our A through E keys up in the polling section. And if all the participants can locate these for their use, we'll ask a few multiple choice questions to get it started. All right, are you ready? Question one, answer the first multiple choice question using the A through E keys. Okay, if we can get everybody's response up there. All right, thank you very much. Let's publish. And let's see what we've got here. It looks like we've got K-12 educators, higher ed. Academic administrators are interestingly absent tonight. My guess is they are all snoozing and tucked in bed already. I don't know, what do you think? And we've got some students tonight too. Very cool. All right. Thank you very much. Next question. Using the multiple choice letter tools once again, complete the statement I have. Using the A through E letter choices, complete the statement I have. All right, and if everybody's logged in there, we'll get the polling results. Okay, I'm looking at this. Renee, I can see that you filled in the E. What the heck is a VoiceThread anyway? But it looks like most of you have actually viewed a VoiceThread or added a response to a VoiceThread in the past. So that's great. You've got some prior knowledge, and that'll be helpful as we go through this. All right, moving on. Using the green check for a positive response and a red X for a negative response, answer the following answer the following question. I have created a VoiceThread. And we all logged in. I have created a VoiceThread. Okay, it looks like we've got many of you have. We've got a few of you who haven't and some no responses. Hopefully by the end of tonight, those who did not have a chance to ever create a VoiceThread will learn how easy it is and will actually take the opportunity to give it a try. All right, and our final question for this evening, again, using the green check or the red X, complete the statement, I have used or created learning objects before. All right, and the poll says that it looks like everybody's created learning objects. I'm guessing that everybody has taken Dr. Ho's class at some point in time here. Wonderful. Well, excellent. Thank you so much for your responses. Now that we have a better idea of our audience, I think we're ready to begin. Renee?
Okay, as you've already heard, the task that led us to the creation of this presentation was an assignment for ETEC 649, Designing Online Courseware. We were asked to create a learning object, a new challenge for us, and tonight we'll share our experiences. We'll be talking about VoiceThreads, our learning object, and our aha moments. I'm guessing that most of you have taken some kind of online course before, am I right? Why don't you hit the green check if you have, and the red if you've never participated in an online course. Thank you. It looks like many of you have. So most of us have been there. Has there ever been a time when coursework was delivered completely online and you felt kind of lonesome out there, isolated, out of touch with the instructor or your classmates, wondering whether you were on the right track, feeling out on a limb? Check the green check if this has ever been true, and the red if you have never experienced this. Go ahead, don't be afraid. I'm sure it never happened in any of the instructors who are present tonight. None of their classes would ever do that to us. Okay, so we've got a common experience there. I'm sure that in the long run, you've had wonderful experiences like I have online. Yet, as you can see, many of us have had those moments when we really felt we were hanging out on a limb. We found that VoiceThreads are one way to alleviate that experience by providing interaction and even collaboration for learners. We were recently introduced to VoiceThreads ourselves and have been excited about the possibilities this tool held for our classroom. So, what is VoiceThread? A VoiceThread is an online media album that allows a group of people to easily make comments on images, videos, presentations, documents, or any combination of these. And an entire group conversation can be collected from anywhere in the world and then shared in one simple place, resulting in a unique online learning space. Creating a VoiceThread is extremely simple. You start by uploading almost any kind of file from your computer or online. Add comments by typing text, recording, or telephoning your comment to the site, using a webcam, or even drawing to the slide. It's also easy to share, either with the whole world or just with those you choose. So how does that translate to building a collaborative learning space? We'd like to show you some examples to demonstrate what we mean. First of all, VoiceThreads are learner-centered. I'd like to share an exceptional example from the K-12 setting. VoiceThreads allow for learning as an active search for meaning by the learner, constructing knowledge rather than passively receiving it, shaping it, as well as being shaped by experiences. In this VoiceThread, students were asked to decide whether a number of items could be used as an analogy for the structure of the earth. They are also asked to comment on the strength or weakness of the object as an analogy for the earth's interior. As you can see, this student takes issue with another, and the lively exchange continues throughout the VoiceThread around a number of items, including some of which you can see in the inset of this slide. What an ideal way for learners to construct knowledge, and the conversations are visible to everyone in the class.
VoiceThreads are also knowledge-centered. I'll give you just a moment to read. Here is an example of how a VoiceThread can be used to create a knowledge-centered learning space. In this VoiceThread, learners were asked to seek out triangles in a series of photographs and then give explanations for their choices. VoiceThreads are also assessment-centered. As previously mentioned, I teach at the Maui Culinary Academy. There are many opportunities to use VoiceThread in our classes. There are ample ways to create an assessment using VoiceThread. Imagine a photo of a student's finished dessert plate up. Using VoiceThread, a team of judges can provide feedback on the flavor profiles, creativity, and plate-up design for the student to review. Another way that I've used VoiceThread would be to present a problem and then ask the students for the suggestions on how they would solve the issue. In this example, I asked the students to imagine themselves as a maitre d' and then to provide suggestions on how they would deal with the guest complaint. As you can see from this example, a student has provided a typed response. Other students in this example have voice recorded their response from their computer, while a few even use the phone-in voice response feature to record their answer. From this one example, you can see that there really are an endless variety of ways to provide assessment opportunities using VoiceThread. And VoiceThread is community-centered. Here we have yet another example of VoiceThread technology that is community-centered. In this slide, students in a Master's of Education class are providing feedback on the benefits of using VoiceThread. They are sharing with one another the numerous ways that they plan to use VoiceThread in their classroom. So as you can see here, we have a student who has typed an idea of how she plans to use VoiceThread in her pre-kindergarten class to help stimulate discussions and sharing of ideas.
Speaking of younger learners, for those of you engaged with K-12 learners, VoiceThread offers a secure collaborative network at a very affordable price of $1 per user. In addition, it is not necessary to give your students email accounts to use VoiceThread. They will do that for you. The ed.voicethread site allows teachers to control access to student work. By now, you might be thinking of many different ways VoiceThreads can become collaborative learning spaces. This is just one example of the many ways the features of VoiceThread can be used by diverse learners. In this class, young learners were able to upload their sign language comments using webcams. So let's get back to the learning object itself. Julie?
One of the things that we discovered to our delight is that VoiceThreads are well-suited as a learning object topic. This slide showcases many of the attributes of a learning object.
In our case, our learning object was meant to introduce learners to VoiceThreads and provide them with ways to go further if they wanted.
And the one attribute that I found particularly interesting was that users can collaborate in a learning object. Although learning objects are not necessarily collaborative, they certainly can be. This is the VoiceThread we created for our OTEC 649 classmates. As you can see, this collaborative learning space provided many opportunities to exchange ideas. As we worked through this learning object, both Renee and I had aha moments. Personally, I really enjoyed learning about VoiceThreads. As I was doing my research, I found myself spending many hours going from VoiceThread to VoiceThread, viewing how educators are using this unique Web 2.0 tool to build collaborative learning spaces. In addition, I had the opportunity to share this learning object with my culinary faculty at UHMC. Although the chef instructors have a wide range of technical ability and experience, they were all interested in how they might use this tool in their own classrooms. So, Renee, how about you?
The more my seventh graders and I worked with VoiceThreads, the more inspired I got. Students genuinely loved sharing their work this way, commenting on each other's work, and the ease of production allows them to focus on the learning. Thank you once again for your time and attention. We enjoyed the opportunity to present this evening for the TCC conference. We welcome any questions or comments that you might have, so please feel free to put them in the chat box or grab the mic.
I did post some comments and links in the discussion area that follows the description of our presentation on the TCC site so that the discussion can continue after we all leave Illuminate. We are especially interested to hear how others are using VoiceThread in their classrooms.
All right. Thank you, Julie and Renee. Could we please give them another round of applause on a great presentation. We have about 7 minutes remaining before we need to clear the room. So again, as the ladies have put out to you, if you do have any questions, please either type it into the chat box or raise your hand. The hand-raising icon is the hand symbol with the green arrow to your left underneath the participants box, and then they'll address your questions from there.
This is one of the great benefits of VoiceThread. Schools do not block the site at all. And, of course, it's cross-platform, and it's so simple to use. They're also giving us a special through the end of April. And, by the way, I don't work for VoiceThread in any way. But they're offering, if you buy your subscription now, they'll get you all the way through to next summer. So it gives you the summer to work with your teachers.
Agree with the distraction comment, although what I found myself, kind of like what happens in YouTube or Facebook or MySpace, is you can get caught up in the VoiceThread-itis and just go from VoiceThread to VoiceThread and listen to what dozens of people are adding and commenting about or collaborating about different pictures. So there is certainly some distraction that could happen as well. Maya, I'll go ahead and take your question here. Does this have to be a school project or can it just be within a classroom? Not only can it be just within a classroom, and that's what my most recent project that I showed up there about the Maitre d', that was a classroom project. It can be a business meeting. It can be a collaborative business meeting that's outside the school environment even. It really has many opportunities and uses.
Okay, that sounds like a familiar question, Tui. One of the reasons that we didn't show, even in our learning objects, is an interesting feature of VoiceThread. Once you're on the screen, it goes. It just starts to go. And so we thought that that would be a little difficult for people and difficult for us to show. And we didn't want to chance doing a file sharing or screen sharing and get more nervous than we already were. But we have links to VoiceThread, and also wanted to mention that I purchased $300 worth of VoiceThread. I don't have 300 students, but I've given those accounts off to teachers. And so now they have administrative accounts, and they can use it within their group of students. And so each one get to assign accounts to their students. And no, we don't need permission from the principal, one of the few things.
There were some people at the beginning when we were doing the multiple choice that had not yet created a VoiceThread. If this sounds interesting to you, I highly encourage you to go to voicethread.com and give it a try. There is no fee. You can make up to 3 VoiceThreads with each email address at no charge. So you can certainly give it a try and see how it works for you and in a classroom environment and see if it's something that you're interested in investing in. We certainly encourage more questions, but if you don't have questions, we would also like to hear about ways that you have used VoiceThread in your classroom. If you'd like to share any ideas, any unique thoughts, we'd love to have some sharing time too if you don't have questions.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get things started. This is Tweet. I'm not teaching right now, but I did teach last year, and I use VoiceThread in my classroom. And one of the things that I really loved about using VoiceThread was the shortness of the learning curve. I was able to get my students introduced to VoiceThread and get them to create their first VoiceThread within an hour. And that was including, you know, going out and finding images and to respond to whatever question it was that I had asked them to do. And so they were able to really get on board quickly and get it done in a collaborative setting at that. So it was that's one of the things that I really like about VoiceThread, and that's why I also chose it as a professional development for the teachers and for my master's project, like somebody had previously mentioned there. Middle school students, yeah.
All right, we have about 1 minute remaining, so I'm going to ask us to wrap things up right over here. So as the ladies pointed out to you, if you have any final comments, please feel free to make them on the login page to this session, or you can always contact Julie and Renee at their emails below. So to kind of wrap things up, again, let's give the ladies a final round of applause on a great job. On behalf of the University of Hawaii and Manoa, Osaka Gakuin University, and Learning Times, we do thank you for coming out to this session this evening. We have 2 more sessions remaining tonight here at the TCC Online Worldwide Conference. You can access them back from the program page. Again, mahalo for coming, and have a good evening or morning or afternoon or whatever it is in your part of the world. Aloha.